And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Hour number two of the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, thanks very much for joining us. And of course, you can catch the first hour of the program online. You can podcast through iTunes, radioforall.net, all great ways to catch the program. And we're going to give you now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's with Anthony Edmond, myself, and Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published and produced by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, real fine organization.
I was giving them a little.
Thanks, I appreciate the support and the rundown. You'll find the National Top 50 there, which is the top 50 most played records that week in Canada on campus and community radio, coming out late Tuesday evening every single week. And you can also find top 30 albums from over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations that are submitting those every single week. They're also submitting specialty charts for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots, and blues. You can also find monthly and yearly rundowns and all kinds of volunteer-crafted and curated content, including reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go lose yourself for days.
For days. You could also find us online, although I'm not promising you'll be able to lose yourself for days in it. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we do it in the form of an interview and we play something from your latest release. So please get in contact with us and we will do that for you. All right, in this hour of the program, we have the top 10. We're talking to Amelia Kern, who happens to be on the charts this week. Stephen Karlick's joining us again. Brian's got the lowdown, all kinds of stuff to bring you in this hour, and we don't want to delay that very much for you, so we're going to kick it off, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
You're going to hear from Absolutely Free. They're all the way up for number 23, and their newest is self-titled debut. You're going to hear a track called Beneath the Air.
That was Beneath the Air, absolutely free at number 10 this week on the Earshot 20. We'll continue the countdown in just a moment, but first we're catching up with Amelia Curran, the Juno-winning St. John's Newfoundland folk singer-songwriter, recently released her seventh album titled They Promised You Mercy. She's here to talk about the album with us. Amelia, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Well, thanks for having me.
So I want to get a little bit of a sense of what the recording process was like for this album.
It was a complete delight, which was great. It was, Michael Philip Voivoda produced it. We had the luxury of rehearsal time before getting in there and pushing any buttons, and the team was really fabulous. And I'm usually a pretty stressed out, pretty nervous studio musician, so it was a great experience for me.
And do you find now, this being seven albums in, that your sound has changed? Have things changed for you in terms of how the recording goes and how the sound comes out, or have you been pretty consistent in terms of that?
I think it's changed quite a bit. I think it's or maybe changed is the wrong way to put it, but it's certainly built up quite a bit. It's developed. It's my writing is more mature, and I think just the level of sound, of musicians, instrumentation, just this layer. And I mean, Michael Philip he sort of has a stamp for that. He can create a wall of sound. He can create all these little moments within an otherwise wall of sound. And that's very exciting, where I was always sort of a minimalist, and I still like minimalism as a writer, but it's just fun, isn't it?
And so with the songs on the record, is there a story, something that inspired the actual songs that you put on this record?
Well, anytime I'm only ever writing about life as I stumble through it, I suppose. There's a theme on this record, though. There's a bit more hopefulness in it, which is maybe odd because I'm talking about depression quite a lot, my own struggles with depression, anxiety, sitting alone in a room, I call it, and trying to express what that feels like, but also trying to inject a bit of hopefulness in it lyrically. And then, so then once we got to the studio and once we got to the music of it, we could just have a lot of fun with it.
All right, we will be back with Amelia in just a moment. We're going to get back to the charts. In at number 9 this week, Run the Jewels, Crown is the song you're going to hear. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
As I sat in the rain and I prayed that God give me a lane, give me a lane, give me the fame, give me the fame, and I promise to change. Won't be the same, won't be the same kind of man that puts cocaine in this lady hang. Heard she was pregnant, I'm guilty, I reckon, cause I hear that this shit could hurt baby's brain. Heard he was normal till 3 and then he stopped talking, since then ain't nothing been the same. Seen her some years later out in Decatur, told her that I'm sorry for causing her pain. Causing me pain, causing me pain. She asked again and she grabbed my right hand. Asked him I'm crazy, said look here baby, I release you from all of your sins and your shame. Cause I've been redeemed, I found the Christ. Whatever it take, I hope you find it, Mike. The look on her face, on that glow, it replaced all the shame and the hate, and now she wear a crown. My late grandma Betty had prayed with her heaven and told her to tell me lay my burdens down. Can't pick up no crown, holding what's holding you down. Can't pick up no crown, holding what's holding you down. Can't pick up no crown, can't pick up no crown. Carry the flag in some other man's name. Loaded my weapon and swore to them.
is to step with aggression right into the fray, into the haze, into the murk. Told me to prove to them what I was worth. We'll teach you to move without mercy and give you the tools to go after the causes of hurt. You'll become deaf, you will take breath. This is for everything you've ever loved. Use all the pain that you felt in your life as the currency. Go out and trade it for blood. You are not you, you are now us. We are the only ones that you can trust. You'll become fear, they'll become dust. Before this moment you didn't mean much. You are the smoldering vessel of punishment, born to do nothing but justify us. Give us your empathy, we'll give you lust. Let yourself go, my son, time to grow up. Give up your childish obsession with questioning anything we don't tell you is irrelevant. Everything you've ever been is replaced by the metal and fire of the weapon you clutch.
Can't pick up no crown, holding what's holding you down. Can't pick up no crown, holding what's holding you down. Can't pick up no crown, can't pick up no crown.
Run the Jewels in at number 9 this week, and we're continuing our conversation with Amelia Kern, who recently released her newest album, They Promised You Mercy. So I get a sense of, I'd like to get a sense of where the title of the album came from, and does that also draw on your experiences and kind of the theme of depression that you talk about and sing about on the album?
Mm-hmm. I looked at it from a line in Somebody Somewhere, and it's that somebody somewhere is missing you now, and they promised you mercy. And they'll find it somehow. And that to me is the hopefulness, is that message of not being alone, that I think is sincere and important in a lot of people's lives right now.
And you also had the opportunity, you've been working on some campaigns that are bringing to light issues around mental health. And so outside of your music, you're also working on that, which is really great too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, there's a lot of work to be done, and we're moving forward with a lot more sort of awareness and anti-stigma campaigns, which are always important, and the conversation is always important, but we're also, you know, we're finding these solutions and we're presenting these solutions to provincial governments across the country, and it's, you know, having the conversation is great, and we have to keep having the conversation, but we also need to act.
Which is really great. You've got some tour dates coming up in the new year, which is going to be about promoting the new album, and you have this awareness campaign, the mental health awareness campaign coming going along as well. What else is in the works for you outside of all that?
Oh, isn't that enough?
it definitely is a lot, and we would not blame you if you were taking, you know, some time outside of that, for sure.
Yeah, that's life. You pretty much just summed up life. I mean, I'm going overseas to release the record in Europe and in the UK, so I'll be over there most of the winter, and then hoping to tour the rest of Canada and, you know, find a few days off, I guess.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to what's to come, and of course, we love you, and we love this record. AmeliaKern.com for more information, and Amelia, we wish you the best of luck with the album and the touring.
Thank you so much.
Here she is now, holding down the number 8 spot on the charts this week with Somebody, Sometime. It's Amelia Kern on the Earshot 20.
Stretched out before me, incomplete. Prayed to them children, cut loose on the street. I bottled my worship, I swallowed it neat. Well, somebody somewhere is missing you now. They promised you mercy and they'll find it somehow. Well, keep the horizon ahead of your game. To your victory. the same. Na 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 na.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Somebody Somewhere from Amelia Curran at number 8, down from number 6 from her record, They Promise You Mercy. We were chatting with her in amongst a couple other tracks as well. At number 9, from number 25, was Run the Jewels. From Run the Jewels 2, you heard a track called Crown featuring Diane Coffey. And kicking off this hour of the program at number 10, up from number 23, was Absolutely Free with a track called Beneath the Air from their self-titled debut album.
I was going to make a coffee and latte joke. I was like, oh, I wonder if they like that track, a latte, because they had Diane Coffey. But is it coffee as in, like, drink the coffee?
We're going to edit this part out.
Are we?
No, I wish.
That's the beauty of live. You don't even know if it's live, but that's the beauty of it. We just roll with the punches. Anyway, coffee, latte, all good to me. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. Brian and I counting down the top 10 albums now, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. All corny jokes included.
You don't even like coffee.
I just don't drink it a lot anymore. It was a latte. It was a. I don't drink it a.
Come on, Anthony, you got to roll. You set yourself up. You got to roll with your own punches.
I know, that was...
You set yourself up for these terrible jokes that no one wants to hear. at least
then I don't follow through. And then I don't follow through. Yeah, I don't drink a latte anymore. But I will have a latte every once in a while.
Now, I wish you'd put a cappuccino in it. That one's pretty weak.
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it.
Of course you did.
I like where this is going. Now I come up with something.
All right. Now we have to start the program over again because all of our listeners are tuned in.
Yeah. All right. Let's just get back to the music and we'll cut the coffee talk and we'll tell them what's coming up next.
At number 7 and for number 5, you're going to hear from the New Pornographers, a track we haven't heard on the program. It's the title track from the record, Brilla Bruisers. Following that, you're going to hear from Ariel Pink with White Freckles. At number 6, up for number 9, from the new record, Pom Pom.
Bye.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
Was Ariel Pink with White Freckles from the album Pom Pom at number 6 for number 9, and at number 7 dropping a couple of spots this week was The New Pornographers. You heard the title track from their latest Brill Bruisers.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20, counting down the top 10 albums now charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, not like you didn't know. And we're taking a break from the charts to catch up and chat a little bit more with Stephen Karlick, who is from Exclaim Magazine, senior editor there, friend of ours here. We've got more music news to bring you, exciting news for fans of My Morning Jacket.
Yes. It's been a few years since the Shaggy Kentucky Rockers' My Morning Jacket released an album, but that is about to change. The band has said that they have two new albums in the works, plus an upcoming solo record from singer Jim James. The news comes from Rolling Stone, which reports that the band are in Portland mixing an album that's due out in April 2015. They've also got another one apparently due to follow in 2016. James said, quote, "I love making each record sound different. I love the thrill of putting on a record and feeling like you've got the wrong one from the factory. I just had tons of songs this time. We didn't even get to all of them." The process for recording apparently started late last year in a studio near San Francisco, where they amassed 24, quote, solid contenders. So there's that to look forward to. James has also announced that he has a new solo album slated for 2016. So much to rejoice coming in 2015 and 2016 from Jim James and his band, My Morning Jacket.
I don't know how I actually feel about this. I love the thrill of putting on a record and feeling like you got the wrong one from the factory. I don't know how I feel like I would be a little off put by that, but maybe it's a little exciting for some people. I don't know.
I guess it's the thrill of sort of finding something new that you didn't expect.
Oh, okay. When you put it that way, that makes sense.
All right. I'll be Jim James's translator.
Awesome. All right. And before we get to your song pick, one more story to talk about, and it comes from The Satisfaction.
Yes, the Sub Pop signed Future Soul duo The Satisfaction have announced that as a follow-up to 2012's En Naturel, they will return with album number 2. It's called Earth E. That's the word Earth with two capital E's at the end. And it will be out on February 24th. The album was produced by the group along with returning collaborator Eric Blood, who's worked with Shabazz Palaces and Moondoggies, who also handled mixing duties. Blood is also a featured guest on a few songs. Other guests on the record include Shabazz Palaces member Ishmael Butler and Tende Maraire, fellow sub-pop hip-hop act Porter Ray, Michelle Nendicello, and Taylor Brown. You can see the cover artwork at exclaim.ca, find the track list as well, and listen to the first song from the album. It's a space-agey kind of hip-hop track called Recognition. Anyone who pre-orders the LP from Sub Pop will get it on emerald-colored vinyl. Which is very cool, as well as a 7-inch containing 2 new songs. So much ado in the world of The Satisfaction, and for fans, now's the time to pre-order that, maybe for that special someone on your holiday gift list.
Well, it sounds exciting. That's awesome. All right, we are going to throw to you for your Song Pick of the Week, and Stephen, as always, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you. My Song Pick of the Week, sort of a downer, but I think something that's crucial to talk about. This past American Thanksgiving, which of course happened the last Thursday of November, a Tribe Called Red Canadian band, excellent band, released a song called Burn Your Village to the Ground. It's a really great electronic sort of stomper, and it does have a really beautiful soliloquy. It's a sample from a movie, and it sort of... They posted the song with a little write-up about what Thanksgiving means, sort of the complications of Thanksgiving to the Native community. They released this song with it. It's really a great song. It really makes you think. It's called Burn Your Village to the Ground, and it's on Earshot Radio right now.
Earshot Extra.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Run the Jewels, Jesse Ware, Devin Townsend, Hey Rosetta, At the Gates, Johnny Marr, Absolutely Free, Oh Susanna, Black Milk, and our annual gift guide. On the street and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Government Trash by Death From Above in 1979. They're sitting still at number 4 this week from the record The Physical World. You also heard TV on the Radio at number 5, up for number 8 from the record Seeds and a track called Winter. And Stephen Carlick's pick this week, it was Burn Your Village to the Ground by A Tribe Called Red. A pretty cool Thanksgiving-themed-ish song.
Apparently the video that accompanies it too is quite neat. So if you have an opportunity, go check that out. And of course, exclaim.ca for all your music news. They have it covered. We are going to get back to the charts in just a minute because we have 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. However, we are going to bring you a segment that we do every week. Brian gives it to you, and it's just to give you a little bit of insight as to what's happening on the charts below the top 20, because of course we don't have time to count down the entire national top 50. It's a segment that we call
It's the Low Down on the Earshot 20.
A little brief with you this week, only 5 debuts this week below the top 20, but there's some really great ones. We kick off the lowdown at number 45 with Flight Facilities, their debut album Down to Earth, the first under that name for Australian house disco duo Hugo Grusman and James Lyle, who previously collaborated as Hugo and Jimmy. Lay Sins is the new largely instrumental dance side project from Toro y Moi's Chaz Bundick, who you heard from as one of Stephen Carlick's picks a couple of weeks back, and their debut record Michael comes in at number 40. Coming at us at number 30 from Gros Boîte, Tis Tis is the new record from Montreal band Chocolat, their first since their debut release in 2008, following a break in 2010. Jen Grant has released her 5th album, Compostela, and it finds a home at number 27. And closing out the lowdown at number 21 is the self-titled debut from Last X, a spin-off instrumental duo project from Timber Tambor, originally envisioned and scrapped as the soundtrack for The Last Exorcism Part 2.
Thanks for that, Brian. And now we have just a couple more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another countdown done, and we're going to kick it all off with number 3.
All right, you're going to hear from Flying Lotus. Sitting still in that spot is the record Your Dead. Here is The Protest.
You're into you, I'm into me, but into us, enjoying this company by myself. Kisses for the mirror, I'm just loving myself, needing nobody else. No injuries,
self-sustaining. My health for me, the safest love I know by myself. Mentally I'm clearer, loving nobody helps. Solo movie round 12. No, I won't ever let you go. Holding my arms to calm me down. Cup of soup and the cup's round. Self-assured, I ain't selfish now.
Shot 20. Number 1.
Yeah. hear it. You 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 hear it.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was our number one this week. Sitting still was Caribou from Our Love. You heard a track called Silver. Before that, number two, Ryan Hemsworth, Alone for the First Time, is his latest record. And you heard a track called By Myself. And starting off that set of tunes was Flying Lotus with The Protest from the record You're Dead.
All right, that does it for another countdown. Of course, if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And it's Anthony Emmett and Brian Cleveland in with you every week, and we do this every week from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, broadcast and record every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And join us next week for a jam-packed program. We've got, we'll have a new top 20. Whether or not there'll be any movement in the top four, which we've seen stay steady for the last couple of weeks, will be left to be determined. But lots of great interviews and much, much more to bring your way. So join us again next week. But stick around right now because there's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.